This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9.
KISW. All right, got a little drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Oh, what I got here? Suggestion on a Bad Joke Friday. Guys, why don't you do it during the happy hour? Like dirty bad jokes. Or you do, and I just missed it. That from Eric and Jamie. Not a bad idea, guys. I guess we're going to do the jokes. And
that's the place to do it.
Yeah, compared to... Do it on the airwaves.
The best jokes we got were the ones we can't tell.
But we could during the happy hour.
We certainly could.
Sure. Oh, let's see here. Overwhelmingly, of all the topics we covered today, the one that you're most impassioned about is meatloaf.
Yeah!
Meatloaf and manrich?
Yeah. Hmm? I thought you said the tuna casserole.
All the things. Yeah. Guys, the best way for meatloaf, try Heinz 57. You'd use your normal herbs and seasoning. Wrap it in bacon and bake at 350. For 20 to 30 minutes until done. I'm telling you, it's the best. That from Josh. Josh, I'd bake it a little longer than 30 minutes.
What? I don't know. Let me get to check it, but yeah, I'm in. I would try that.
Meatloaf. You guys are dancing around. It's manwich in your meatloaf. We call it a manloaf. So take some of the manwich that you would use from
Spotty right.
Joe.
That makes sense. It makes
put
sense.
Put that into your meatloaf, and you've got a manloaf.
And the main thing I've noticed is just put bacon on top. Or if you don't have bacon, you can use like any like cured meat.
Yeah, prosciutto, something like that.
Exactly.
My ex used to use cream of mushroom soup in the meatloaf. It was amazing.
All right.
That is one weird thing about exes. No matter if it ended, so the things weren't great. But when you do think of positive things, if that significant other could make something really good.
You'll remember that.
That you just can't get it anymore. It doesn't taste the same.
Mouth hug and lasagna.
That's the one thing. You know, be like, oh, man, she used to gag. Yeah, I mean, she, yeah. Yeah, great salmon. Whatever. I mean, you know what I mean?
I would not know what you meant.
Something like that.
But I mean, look, you're right. I mean, the relationship didn't work. It doesn't mean you didn't like her cooking.
Well, yeah, and then you miss, you know, maybe a pet food. But nothing really about her as much as that she can make this
turbo bitch. But right? Man, oh man,
whoa, whoa, what a meatloaf.
Sometimes you have friends you don't hang out with. You don't miss them as much. You miss the connections.
What's... All gentlemen, today is our son Parker's 7th birthday. I would like to hear some advice from Coach Ted on being 7. And also you guys talking all over yourselves about any knowledge you have about Pokemon. Oh, we love you, little bear, from mom and dad. Coach Ted and advice
being 7.
On being 7
right.
Years old.
You know, believe it or not, Coach used to be 7 himself. It's a long time ago, but he was. I think the main thing about 7, enjoy these summers. School hasn't got too hard yet. You're still doing the basic things. Fun time. Enjoy recess. I don't know if you still get naps. Enjoy those. Enjoy, what is it, 2 or 3 recesses? And then they change?
Yeah.
You only get like 2, and then you get to high school, and you're going to get none.
Mm. You get an elective in place of that.
Other than that, I'd say it's your birthday. You know what I'm going to tell you? Go get a Sprite. Chase it down with a milkshake. Enjoy your night. Your parents owe you.
Okay, now let's talk all over each other about everything we know about Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure I could be the resident Pokemon authority on this one.
I mean, I grew up when Pokemon showed up first and had a lot of the cards. I played all the games, and, you know, I had it for my Nintendo, and I had it for my Game Boy, and at some point I just kind of quit collecting the cards, and I kind of grew out of it, and it's just developed a handful of different characters over the years.
Now, see, we're not being mean. You
great.
Said everything okay. We know. So three of us told you.
We don't know a damn thing.
I know that Pokemon
come through on it.
Is short for Pocket Monster. Yeah.
I know the main guy has a blue hat and fingerless gloves.
Hey!
Fingerless gloves.
Doesn't he have fingerless gloves?
Ash does, yeah. Yeah, it started with Ash, okay. And Misty and Brock, and
Zed
Pikachu was the big
yeah.
one. I mean, Pikachu kind of became the spokes Pokemon. Yeah.
Spokes yeah. Pokey.
Guys, listening down here in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Corpus Christi.
Says, a gentleman requested to wish my daughter Elizabeth a very happy 18th birthday. Maybe Coach Ted cheering her on for college life. And some green beans. Thank you, gentlemen. You guys rock. Appreciate it.
Green bean. Green bean.
Yeah.
Green bean.
Green bean shirts. Bean. Available now in the Rock Shop at KISW.com. Green, get a shirt with a can of green beans on it. That's what we do. The frick's up with these boxes?
I don't know about you.
I was asking myself all weekend that. All right, freshman year. First of all, enjoy this summer. Some of your friends you won't even know anymore. You're going to different schools. Freshman year is going to be fun, but we got to be careful. We need to mix in a proper amount of good hard partying and still going to class. But what I can tell from people that have done college successfully, you got to get through that first semester. I've known some people that had a rough first semester. There's parties every day of the week, light beers to drink, and probably some kind of weird punch. Go easy with the weird punch. You're a freshman.
Guys, it's my beautiful girlfriend Mackenzie's birthday. It's her 28th time around the sun. Ooh. Hoping you guys could give her a bong rip, a fish sandwich, and the Dirty Germans. We both love the show and listen to it all the time. Thanks, guys. I'm Rock On. That from Jeff.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm not saying that I want to go to McDonald's, but tonight I plan on eating a Big Mac, Kenzie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes those get messy. She might end up with special sauce on her face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without request. Ozzy House.
Yeah, it is weird, though, talking about getting the sexy time with this Mackenzie.
Yeah, I feel wrong.
Oh, well, now it's about time we admitted it.
Yeah. Mattel's got to get a birthday shout-out for my husband, best friend, baby daddy, and one of your most loyal listeners, John. It's his 45th trip around the sun and the 24th birthday that we've celebrated together. Love him more than words and wish I could give him the world. So how about a nice big bong rip instead? Eddie, your penis is too small. Much love and happiness and birthdays from his red-headed Greek goddess in University Place. Thanks, guys. That's from Brenna. Gentlemen, I've known Gary Peterson since 1975, the first day of kindergarten.
Well, I've known him since 74.
That damn right.
By 1978, he was the first to know all things rock, because he was the first person we knew who listened to KISW. He's celebrating right now, and he's listening on the birthday. Please give me your penis is too small, and maybe some inspiration from Miles. Happy birthday, Gary. That from Eric the Red Baron. All right, Gary. Here's a funny joke you can tell your friends. You're going out tonight? The interviewer says to the man, "How do you explain this 4-year gap on your resume?" The man replies, "Oh, that's when I went to Yale." Interviewer says, "Man, that is really impressive. You are hired." "Thanks," said the man. "I really needed this job." All right, guys, here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. A couple extra emails here as we get a contestant on the line. For your guess is as good as mine at 206-421-ROCK. Cerveza is the subject.
Okay. All right.
Guys, let's see here. Just put a few drops of Jose Cuervo Gold in your Corona with lemon or lime. Makes a tasty alternative to a summer shandy.
Okay. I've been looking for shandy alternatives.
I know you
And
have.
I found one. Mm-hmm. Beer.
Mm. You're not ready for a summer shandy yet?
I'm not ready for the summer shandy. Look, in spite of the heat, in spite of I refuse to have a summer shandy.
I will say, I was drinking Mexican beer yesterday, and we went to Cheers.
All right.
Somebody spilled a little bit of their margarita in my beer. Wouldn't recommend it.
Really? What is the difference between a shandy and a regular beer? Or is it not a beer?
It is a beer. It's a style of beer, right? So, like, Lonnie Kugel's makes that summer shandy that's, right, like, mixed with lemonade.
Yeah, I don't like the taste. Right. It doesn't work for me.
We should do a shandy day.
Well, just have some
what
shandy.
What is shandy
here?
Day?
You're bringing in shandy.
We can try different
shandy. Welcome to shandy day, everybody. We have our shandy sample.
Let's do it on Thursday. That chef can bring in some shandies. How many of them are there? I just know the one, the Lion and Kugel.
I would think as many as there is fruit, right?
Yeah, there's different fruit ones. I mean, like, look, I was at a brewery in Virginia. They had a blonde ale that was infused with cherry. It was delicious.
Does it become a shandy at that point, or are they just...
No, it's still just... I don't know what the lines are.
Right, when you officially become a shandy?
Or maybe a shandy is just mixing something like half and half.
Probably have to go to like a Total Wine and More, where they'd have a larger selection of the shandies to bring in two or three of them.
Why isn't it called like Shandy and More?
Because they don't sell it. I mean, as much of it.
Oh my God. I type in shandy, all right, into Google. First thing that pops up, the video for Kiss's song, Shandy, from their 1980 album, Unmasked.
Oh, I'm sure that's...
It's a horrible song.
Okay. And fellas, I was listening
It's just a beer mixed with lemon... Or lemon-lime flavored beverage.
I'm glad you found that. I found Paul Stanley.
And stuff that my body disagrees with. Fellas listening to the podcast on the Odyssey app from Friday, there was one single food I cannot eat. For some reason, the cheese powder and Kraft mac and cheese destroys me. Within 20 minutes of eating, I've got the cramps, intestinal muscle spasms. Everything in my body is now liquid. Ate it as a kid, but either they changed something or my guts changed to where it went from a delicious snack to an atom bomb for my gut. On the bright side, if I ever need a colonoscopy or something, maybe I can just have a bowl of Kraft instead of that magnesium citrate, I believe.
Citrate, yeah.
As always, love the show and rock on. Cheers, guys. That from Chris. All right, time for a little Your Guess is as Good as Mine. It's an easy game to play. We'll get a contestant on the line from there. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes. And you're out, Steve. Who is our contestant? Ready to play Your Guess is as Good as Mine?
Well, I don't know him personally, but he says his name is Michael. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Gentlemen,
hola.
To talk to you again.
Hola. All right, Michael, what do we got here? We have the best 10 cities to celebrate the 4th of July right here in the United States of America. Wallet Hub compared the 100 largest U.S. cities based on how well they balance all their holiday fun and came up with a list of the top 10. Also is based on the city that likes to have a pretty good time. We also have the top 10 instruments that parents want their kids to learn how to play. Not the kids want to learn, but the top instruments parents want their kids to learn. So, Michael, do you want to go with the instruments, or do you want to go with the 4th of July cities?
Let's get some patriotism in here for the 4th of July.
Okay. So, basically, they measured the 100 largest cities with 21 key metrics, as they say, ranging from average beer and wine prices to duration of fireworks shows on the 4th of July. And the forecast comes in, too. Well, just to give you an idea, $7.7 billion, that's the amount that Americans plan to spend on food alone for the 4th of July. How many million hot dogs are eaten on the 4th of July, you might wonder? How about 150 million hot dogs? $1.4 billion, the amount Americans plan to spend on 4th of July beer and wine.
Yeah.
$2.4 billion, estimated amount spent on fireworks. $6.9 million, the value of American flags. Imported from other countries.
Yeah, that's the irony.
And 48 million is the number of people who travel 50 miles from home for the 4th of July. Michael, you know the drill. The top 10 cities, you need to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. So where are you going to start out here?
Okay. There's at least two that I know are on here, but I'm going to save them.
Okay.
Any hints on coastings or what? Which direction to go, basically?
Well, I think I would say that, and I'm assuming that Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, is somewhere on it. Not because it's cheap, but the fireworks display is insane. So if that's one of the two you're holding, then you might as well sit on it. I don't know, man. I mean, maybe somewhere like Atlanta or...
Where have you been that have... Just think about this way. Where have you been that's had great fireworks based on the backdrop being, I don't know, a bridge or a big old statue or things that are kind of
New
iconic?
New York City, maybe Boston, because that's where a lot of the history starts.
Then also places like Cleveland and Pittsburgh, they're affordable and they go, like, the middle of America, when you go to Ohio, right? They go all in.
Yeah. Let's start with... Dan, I like what you're thinking. Let's start with Boston.
Boston! Not even in the top 20.
Oh, damn! Wow. Yeah. My bad.
Oops.
Yep.
This is tough, man. I mean, again, taking affordability out of it.
Don't worry so much about affordability.
Shut up. I would guess places like Vegas probably do it upright, right? It's a holiday to bring people in.
Hang on. But Miles said a bridge, so I'm going to say either San Francisco or New York, because there's a giant statue in New York, and the Bay Bridge is pretty famous, or the Golden Gate Bridge is pretty famous.
Good call. Let's do San Fran.
San Francisco, California is number one.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Really?
Well, the fireworks display at the Golden Gate Bridge is probably the biggest one on the West Coast.
Okay. I did not know that.
Let's think of the places that we would travel to have a really, really good time.
So, I want to say Mount Rushmore, but I know that's not.
No. Michael, places to go to have a really good time. These are the top 100 metropolitan areas in the United States, not in the middle of frickin' nowhere.
All right.
So look, Vegas has to be there. People go there for a good time. I would say somewhere like Philadelphia, because it's one of the first cities in the U.S. and there's a ton of history there.
I have been to Vegas on July 4th. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And on New Year's Eve, it's good, too, fireworks-wise.
All right, let's try Vegas.
Let's try Vegas, because it's one of the best ones at number 5.
Hooray! Okay.
All right, so now, you go to Vegas because maybe you just want to have an adult weekend away and have fun with your friends. But what if I have a family? Now where am I? Where would I take a family for a family fun vacation?
Reno. Orlando.
Orlando.
Ooh. Yeah, Orlando.
They have more fireworks per capita per year than any other city in the world.
What number was it?
Orlando is number 9.
I've also been to Disney World on July 4th.
Yeah, they just blow stuff up every night. Yeah.
They do it every night, but July 4th, I've never seen that many people in one place ever.
They said Disney, second to the United States military, spends the most money on explosives just for their fireworks every day.
Michael,
it's not even close.
Michael, you got number 1, San Francisco, California, number 5, Vegas, and number 9, Orlando, Florida. So you got one strike against you and 7 cities left.
So on that tip, if Orlando and Disney World, Anaheim is where Disneyland is, right?
Yeah.
No, I consider that more Los Angeles.
The problem is, and look, I don't know if it's on the list or not, but keep in mind, Orlando's a tiny place where L.A. is spread out. So, I mean, look, maybe it's on the list, but I don't know.
Top 100 metropolitan areas in the United States of America.
All right, let's try Los Angeles.
Number 2 on the list. Yeah. Very good. There you go.
Don't listen to me, because that was a great guess.
Well, they also have the beach. Anywhere you can sit on a beach and watch fireworks is going to help.
As a matter of fact, there's water in a lot of these places, with the exception of 2 now. Mm. There's 2 cities that are landlocked. Everything else is on a major body of water.
Landlocked cities.
Columbus, Ohio. It's the capital. I'm telling you.
Sure, why not? Let's go Columbus.
He said major metropolitan.
Quit listening to Thrill.
All right, do not listen to me anymore. I am done talking.
What about Dallas?
I'm going to use my golden ticket. Let's say D.C.
Number 3, the nation's capital, the 4th
and
of
New
July.
York City.
There you go. New York City, number 6. All right.
So
maybe Dallas?
Yeah, like I said, those were the 2 I knew had to be on there somewhere. But
we've got, let's see here. We've got 2 West Coast cities left and 2, and 1 East Coast city. And 1 central time zone city, which was another destination, fun place to go. They party a lot. They have weeks worth of parties. Every single year.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. New Orleans, you guys said?
Yeah. That's number 10.
Why not? Let's go for it.
Yeah. All right, Michael, you're doing pretty well here. You got 7 out of 10. There are 3 cities that remain. 1 is landlocked. 2 are on the West Coast and not landlocked.
Okay. I gotta say, Seattle is the only other one I could.
Number 8. Seattle's the 8th base place to celebrate 4th of July.
The fireworks at Lake Union are some of the best fireworks I've ever seen in my life.
I will vouch for that, for sure.
I mean, they light up the Space Needle pretty big.
Well, let's think about this. Okay, despite the fact that we've got a landlocked city on the East Coast involved in this, we do have a West Coast on the water city, which has a huge military presence. Probably one of the bigger base military presence on the West Coast.
Be like San Diego.
San Diego.
That would
a lot.
Really good guess.
San Diego sounds like the place.
Let's do that for number 7. 9 out of 10, Michael. 1 to go. 4th of July, let's do this. Major East Coast city that's landlocked.
Atlanta? That's one thing I can think of as far as major in landlocked.
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
All right. Come on, Atlanta. Did I run the table?
You ran the table.
Yeah!
Nice job. There you go. Best cities to celebrate the 4th of July. Number 10, New Orleans, Louisiana. Number 9, Orlando, Florida. Number 8, Seattle, Washington. And 7, San Diego. 6 is New York. 5, Las Vegas. Followed by Atlanta. 4, D.C. at 3, L.A. at 2. Number 1, San Francisco, California. There you go. On your guess is as good as mine. Shot of the Day is coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Got up a minute, so we'll drink it. We'll tell us for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. First quick check in with Mike Hogan. Some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a 14-year-old in London sneezed out a coin that he had lodged up there 10 years ago.
And it was worth less.
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
Right.
That's exactly what they said, is that it actually had depreciated in value.
Probably did.
Just, yeah.
Especially after it's been in his nose for 10 years.
For real.
If you knew where your money had been.
That's a testament for just how stretchy our noses are. Because right. I can't imagine, I have a nephew who's a year old. I can't imagine having a coin up there.
No. It's too bad they can't put a tracker in money. And I'm not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Just to know the life of that coin, that dollar.
You bet.
Where it started, where it was minted, where it's been.
I think it would terrify you, Miles.
I think there'd be some really interesting stories. Whose pockets it's been in.
Right.
I think
was it dropped on a club with the Spearmint Rhino? Was,
yes.
I tracked your serial number, and when it left your, because it came out of the ATM you went to, and then the next place it showed up was the Spearmint Rhino. You told me that you had a flat tire.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah. I'd be interested to know how many times I grabbed a hold of the same money.
When I used to go on vacation, I would take...
Probably if you go to the same bar or store all the time. Well, I don't know. It's hard to know.
Because they cycle it all the time.
They cycle it, but also, you know, they do their big cash deposit at the end of the week, day, whatever their schedule is. But yeah, I'm curious now, how many times has it come back to me and I didn't realize it's the same dollar?
Exactly.
Yeah. And like, I've been on vacation before where I was going to stay at a hotel the entire time for a week. I would go and get $200 in ones. Anytime I asked somebody a question, I would always tip the person who took the luggage. I would just, here's $5.
Right,
here's
right.
$5. Here's mm-hmm. $5. Here's $5. $200 is gone by the end of the week. Everybody there knows my name. It's not like I did some big deal thing. I just tipped everybody whenever I talked to the concierge.
Sure.
Or it's an amazing thing. If you are kind to, especially like you said, if you're on vacation or whatever, and you're going to be in the same place for a minute. When you are kind, like say, even on the cruise ship, I can walk into this bar and they can be packed. But they already knew what I wanted. They knew I was nice. Mm-hmm. They knew I tipped well and got hooked up all the time.
I've been at the bar and got a burger and told the guy, God, this burger is great. Here's $10. Please tell the guys in the back, can you buy 2 beers on me or whatever it is at the end of the night?
Nice.
That's all.
And that man pocketed that $10.
Yes, he did.
And he spit in my wings the next day.
A couple shared their date night on TikTok where they were actually delivering food on DoorDash. So they were working on their date night. They were collectively delivering food on DoorDash.
It's not a bad idea. Look, we have the same gig.
Yeah.
Let's just do it. Have fun. You're driving around. You'll get to know someone in the car.
Because no one's met their significant other at work.
No.
Yeah, right?
No.
I mean,
let's be honest.
Man, it's a nice night to spend in the car. I've done that before. It's fun. A man in Japan got way too drunk at a bar and lost a USB flash drive with data on an entire city's residence.
Now, think about it, right? You make one mistake because you're drunk, and it's one thing for people to talk smack about you on social media, blah, 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 or the new... Literally, everyone in this town wants to beat your ass.
Right.
Like, every single person hates you. That's an amazing feat.
For the first time in 3 years...
That is.
I mean, think about it. Yeah. Every person in this one town hates you because you just lost all their information.
Gave their information
because you got drunk.
Indeed. For the first time in 3 years, we have a new world's ugliest dog.
All right.
So they're saying that for 3 years it's been the same dog. I guess a dog is.
It's either been the same dog, and there might have even been a year or two that was taken off because of the pandemic.
Of COVID. Gotcha. Okay.
What do they have? It's probably a mutt, right? Nine times.
Chihuahua.
It's a mutt. Is it a chihuahua?
It's always one of those chihuahuas that
like tongue's hanging out.
Like the mouth doesn't close right. Yeah, the teeth are all jacked, and the
eyes are googly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wiry hair coming out the top of its head.
They always look roughly the
whole
same.
Look. They really do. They
let me ask this question now.
Talk to me.
Are these dogs okay?
No.
I don't know. I want to say one of the winners 1 year, because you kind of laugh when you see the picture. And then when you read about it, they list all of these things that are medically wrong with it.
Right.
Right, that's why I'm like...
But see, we can do it with dogs. If you did it with people...
It seems mean.
What if we did it with people? You nominate, because it's not like the dogs nominate themselves.
Right.
You know, it's the owners recognize, man, you're ugly. So, because I've met people like, dude, if they had an ugly competition, like, we could make
finalists.
You'd be the Joey Chestnut of the ugly world.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know,
the Seattle ugly competition.
Like, the dog that won, it's like, he also suffered from tumors and multiple additions and could possibly have been inbred.
God damn.
Which I'm pretty sure, don't quote me on this, but I feel like the tongue sticking out is a sign that a dog was inbred.
That dog is ugly.
I wouldn't even pet that dog. I swear I've heard it. Don't quote me on it at all. Do your own research.
I obviously didn't do mine, but I swear I've heard this. I think the dog, is that the current winner, Ted, you pulled up?
Correct.
Okay, that dog deserves to win. I'm not saying this to be mean, but like the dog that it won a few years in a row kind of looked like Bill the Cat.
Yeah.
Right? On some level, it was still kind of cute.
The thing is that you'll still go over to her house on a date and she'll say, here he is, the cutest boy in the world.
That dog, the one that won this time, there's no redeeming quality.
No.
Physically, that dog is butt ugly. I'm sorry, that dog, right? The other one, you kind of, like, I don't even think that dog looks funny. It's not even funny. Like, that dog is just ugly. Ugly without the humor.
Yeah, it's just weird, man. Right.
You know those movies where they're in a teleporter, but then something else gets in the teleporter and it gets all messed up?
Remember The Fly?
That's what this dog looks like.
Yeah, it was like the halfway point. This dog, did you see a picture of that thing?
Oh, yeah.
God damn, that dog's ugly.
Someone polled 2,000 people about things that they should be getting more of. And that's when our friends at SWNS Digital gave us this.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
The top things we don't get enough of. I remember when I used to enjoy peanut butter parfaits. They never gave me enough of those Spanish peanuts and hot fudge. I love salty nuts and hot fudge.
I think this is therapy for him.
A little bit.
I truly feel like, you know what? It's my opportunity to get some things off my chest that have been bugging me.
Just need to talk about this.
I hear about it now.
Not only that, but he's back there listening to it going, did that go across okay?
But you know he meant to.
No, he's psychoanalyzing. Is that funny? Do people care?
It's what we all do, man.
What am I having for dinner tonight?
So these are the
roasted carrots.
These are the top things.
Carrots.
Probably. These are the top things that we don't get enough of. Number 10, laughter.
Sure.
All right, that's
fair.
You
can never have too much laugh.
You bet, man.
Hey, one of the best moments of life is laughing so hard you can't breathe.
Yes.
Because that means something great happened.
You're in tears, your stomach. You are begging people to stop making you laugh because you're starting to seriously think your life might end.
There was a section, if I'm not mistaken, in Reader's Digest that was called Laughter is the Best Medicine. And I took that to heart then when I was in single digits age, man. I have always loved laughter. Need to make people laugh. Number 9,
mouth hugs.
Oh. That was my first thought.
See?
That's when you give the fake laugh. Right in the middle of it.
Ha ha! It ain't fake, it's just different.
Yeah, make it evil. You'd be like, ha ha! I knew the pizza would work.
Number 9, fresh air.
That is
honestly one of the best things that you can do as far as treatments of depression. Get outside, man.
Totally.
Just go for a walk. I know that we don't get a whole lot of sunshine out here, but still, just being outside makes you better.
It does.
That's one of the great things about having a dog. No matter what the day is, you get up, you got to take your dog outside, you get an idea what the day is like.
Exactly.
Even if it sucks and it's raining, you're still outside. It's not bad.
Number eight, it says fun in general.
Well, again, you know, look, these are stressful. I don't care who you are, right? Time stresses me out, stresses that everyone. I get it. But even at the best of times, you can't have too much fun.
Right.
You're never happy to leave the amusement park. You know you just had a great day. You could have been there all day, and it's like, I would still rather stay. You know, anything like fun, sure, man.
Exactly.
It also depends what you think is fun. Because I met some people like, you should not have fun.
Oh.
Or can you even?
And then you meet people like, have you ever had fun?
You need to figure out what fun is first.
Yeah, some people don't. Some people have too much fun.
Right. What you're doing is not fun.
Or is it other people telling you that you're having too much
fun? It's other people telling you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, the people that have too much fun have also like 100 favorite bands.
Right.
People that don't have a lot of fun couldn't tell you.
Right.
These are the top things that we don't get enough of. Number seven, hugs or cuddles. Say what you will, man, but human contact is something that we need. You really do.
It is. You're a pack animal, man's built. That's why I have the rule with the kids. Good morning, good night, goodbye, hello, there's a hug, period, that's it.
Damn right.
That's a good rule.
Damn right.
It is a good rule.
Number six, hang out time with friends.
Yeah, because you'd probably rather be doing that than the crap you have to do to not see them.
Right.
Yeah, life just gets in the way.
It does.
That's such a funny statement, man. Life gets in the way. I mean, it's very true.
Right.
But it's like, yeah, this is kind of what life is.
Right.
But I feel like the older you get, like, there's always stuff to do, right? Whether it's, like, an event or dealing with family stuff or work stuff. And it's like, but you're right, there's some times where it's like, I'd rather just sit in my buddy's backyard.
Right!
Like, I love going to events and everything, but it's like, sometimes it's nice just kind of kicking it.
It is. Mm-hmm. Make time, man.
And it's still fun.
Make time.
You know, the conversation itself is what makes it fun, for sure.
Find your people, just start working on weekend plans when everybody's got an open weekend, and just put it on the calendar. Just slate it. It's okay to slate out, hey, I'm going to have fun this weekend. We're not going to do anything for anybody. We're not going to go see family that we're supposed to.
I thought that, and then I had a flood in my basement this weekend. Now, that said, the flip side of life is some of our closest friends, it's almost never planned.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Just 8 o'clock at night, hey, I'm on my way over. Okay. I'm bringing food. Cool. And then you sit there and you kind of party until 1.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like, exactly.
Those are my favorite moments. Like, it wasn't planned. We accidentally had fun tonight.
Right. Hey, I'm in the neighborhood. I'm at X. Come on over.
Yep. See you. Be right there.
Top things we don't get enough of. Number five, money.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Fun costs money.
Right.
That's part of it.
No freaking doubt.
Number five. Hey, look. Everybody would go to Disney if they could all the time.
No, man, right? Man. That's pretty cool. Like, holy cow, it's a lot of money. You know, you save up. It's a big event. But, like, if we're, like, going to the movies, you'd be like, all right, kids, come on. We're hopping on the plane. We're going to Disney.
Look at all the fun.
Right? What was it? Like, I think there was a commercial during the Final Four, something about private jets. I looked at my buddy. Like, imagine if we had just access to a private jet.
No, imagine.
Like, gas it up.
Danger.
But imagine if that commercial appealed to you in a way where you're like, ooh, that's a good idea.
Right.
Like, I saw those commercials. I'm like, that would be cool if they were talking to me. But I always try to imagine, what would it be like? Watching this commercial and they're talking about, you know, just rent a private jet, do your thing. Because I ain't cheap, right?
Yeah.
And I go, hey, babe, you want to just do it? And she goes, eh, fine.
Right.
Not for money, but because, we have this thing next weekend. Let's do it 3 weeks from now.
Exactly.
I would love for that to apply to me.
Number four, exercise.
Well, we don't get enough, but I don't want to. What?
This is fun?
No, these are just things we don't get enough of.
Oh, okay.
And they're right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're right. I know they're right. But I ain't going to do anything to change it.
But sometimes having fun cuts into exercise time.
It does. It's okay to put off exercise to go have fun.
Now. Hell no.
Right?
I meant to.
I need to go get wasted with my guys.
Oh, Christ. Why did I go out on a Wednesday?
11 a.m. beer on Saturday. Man, no gym.
I will say that.
I'm kidding.
Half of this program went to the gym today.
Amen to that.
The other half didn't. And we did things like eat.
You guys ate. You guys ordered pizza, didn't you?
Yeah. Ted came back with lunch. I was eating my crap. And you guys were gone. Like, all right.
Ted's not wrong, though. You have that Wednesday night where, you know, you just need a shot after a bad day. And then you take another shot because you're over the hump. And, boy, it just descends after.
Well, now you're having a shot because it's a good day.
Did you see who was beside me on the treadmill, though?
Yeah.
I want a ham sammy after that one.
Didn't you? Well, I was closer to you than they were, Miles.
Oh, okay. Ooh, ham sandwich.
I can already picture this person.
Yeah. I didn't see that particular part.
Oh, man, tremendous.
Let your mind wander.
All good, Paul. Well, good. All good.
All right. Top things we don't get enough of. Number three, sleep.
Yeah, pretty much anybody that I ever talk to is tired to some capacity.
But sometimes, am I tired because I didn't get enough sleep? Am I tired because you're just going through what it is to get through a day as an adult? Right?
Yeah.
Days that I'm sleepy, I know, hey, you need to get more sleep. Otherwise, it's like, yeah, you just burned out from whatever the hell else.
There you go.
Number two, vacation days are just days off.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
If you got them, take them, man. If you got them, take them.
This has to be a U.S. survey.
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
No, it's like, right. Like in England.
In England, right? They get...
We're on holiday. What is that? Well, we're here. How long? That's what they always ask. You'll get somewhere. How long are you here? Well, we got here on a Tuesday. We're leaving next Tuesday, right? If we get a week, we are real happy.
Oh,
we
yeah.
Get 2 weeks, we'll run naked down the street. And they're like, well, we're here for six. My God.
Right.
6 weeks.
It's insanity.
I met a couple from Australia once in Ocean Shores that had just been traveling for that long. I was like, how'd you end up here? And they're like, we went to the end of the coast. Damn, that's awesome.
You just go until you run out of real estate.
But this is without a doubt the number one thing that we just simply do not get enough of, especially here in Seattle, Washington. Sunshine.
Sure.
Sunshine.
Yeah.
I hear you can find it in hell. A man in South Carolina.
Oh, damn.
Yes. Whoa. A man in South Carolina played the lottery using tactics he learned on TV. I'll tell you how he did it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Coming up here, we got a little profile. Let's just get a contestant on the line at 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.